This is Dabu 7. We have Donald Trump coming out and announcing that he has dropped an executive order to implement an Iron Dome over America.
To immediately begin the construction of a state-of-the-art Iron Dome missile defense shield, which will be able to protect Americans. You know, we protect other countries, but we don't protect ourselves. And
he makes these moves and drops these statements as they have designated the cartels in Mexico as being the new global terror threat. And if you don't know, what this means is that they're using all funding, all resources, every bit of the military. That's why they're stacking them up at the border. And they are going to obliterate them. As Homan says, they're going to abolish them. They're going to take them out completely. Which means wherever they sit across the globe, they're going after them. He said they are in 42 other countries. They're going to go there. They're going to catch them there. They're going to take them out there. This is a large-scale operation, and it has started war right here on the home front. It has brought it to us as the people stick their head in the sand and turn a cheek to all these things going on. It's going down. So let's just hope that they continue to pull in the murderers, the traffickers, and all that, right? But I haven't seen a single Chinese get rounded up yet. Funny how they dropped 80,000 kids have been found within this time frame as well, with not a shred of evidence showing it. But yet we see footage of them going out and rounding up about 1,000 people thus far, or whatnot, throughout this week. So equate that to 80,000. Not a location given, not a bad guy that was taken down or taken out in the process of it. Like, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Some of us out here ain't stupid. And they can just sit there and throw a bone to the crowd, and that's what it is. And they'll chew on it, and they'll chew on it, until they throw them another one. But I'm telling you, something huge is coming to this country. Huge. And I can't help but think, with these strike teams in place, with the military all over the border, it's everything we ever warned of in terms of Jade Helm. And without putting their Biden regime in there, they could have never got all these people in here, like they did, to have the excuse to have to go after them. Gee, I wonder what these strike teams would be doing if we wake up one day and all of a sudden they're pushing the next scam. What happens then? You think these guys are going to go ahead and continue trying to find these terrorists and all this other stuff when bodies are dropping everywhere from the next round? And it is 2025. It is the time when Gates said it would happen. You know, the same Bill Gates that didn't get cuffs put on him, but was dining with Trump in Mar-a-Lago.